The Letter of James, Chapter 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes that are in the dispersion, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into manifold trials, knowing that the trial of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its work perfected, that you may be perfect and faultless, wanting in nothing. Now, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally, and upbraids not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, doubting not, for he that doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother that is in a lowly condition glory in his exaltation. But he that is rich in his humiliation, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun rises with its burning heat, and withers the grass, and its flower falls, and the beauty of its form perishes. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endures trial, for, being approved, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, "My temptation is from God," for God cannot be tempted by evils, and he himself tempts no man. But every one is tempted when lie is drawn away by his own desire, and is deluded. So then desire, when it has conceived, brings forth sin, and sin, when it is matured, brings forth death. Be not deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change nor slightest trace of turning. Of his own will he begot us with the word of truth, in order that we might be, as it were, the first fruits of his creatures. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man produces not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, laying aside all filthiness and every excess caused by malice, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if any one is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man that looks at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself, and goes away, and immediately forgets what sort of person he is. But he that looks intently into the perfect law of liberty, and remains constant, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, he shall be blessed in his deed. If any one among you seems to be religious, and bridles not his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Religion, pure and undefiled before God and the Father, is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world.